now.
Dear Scott, it's your texts, emails, and letters. Go on, get it off your chest.
Okay, it's 5:15 and time for a posh Radio 4 ladies to read out the stuff that you've been saying to us this week.
I felt pretty sorry for Jeremy Kyle today. Walked past where he was signing his book in Milton Keynes and about 10 people were outside. And most of them looked like they belonged on his show. XX, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren.
Oh,
what does
brilliant.
She mean, looks like they belong on his
show?
I don't know what they mean. Yeah, we've talked about this before. Mm. People, when they do celebrity book signings, I just feel a bit nervous for them, because it's like, is anyone going to turn up?
Well, 10 did.
10 people is Jezza. Quite good. We've had people on saying that, like, other celebrities have turned up and no one's there.
Yeah.
And you've got the bookstore owner going, there'll be some people here in a minute. Don't worry about it. So, fair play to Jeremy Kyle for getting 10 people, all of them, future possible candidates for his show. That's good. Next.
Hi, all. I just signed up to GCSE Podcasts to help you revise for GCSEs. No. And an icon popped up saying, Celebrity Podcast. So I clicked on it. And who was it read by?
I know what's coming now.
I can't think.
Only Radio 1's Scott Mills.
There's a surprise.
It was geography, tourism. I had one free download for signing up, but I'm not doing geography. I was in a dilemma until I saw I could listen to a sample, so I clicked it.
Oh, no.
Scott was doing his posh, interested voice, waffling on about beaches. I'm so glad I didn't use up my download. Anyway, I thought you might want to listen to it, so here's the link, smiley. Love, Sarah from Bournemouth, Mum.
Okay, Sarah, Mum, do we have to do this?
Yeah.
Chapter 2, Types of Tourism. Oh. Tourism develops in mountains, coastal areas and cities.
Oh, God. Seriously, I know a lot about tourism. As you can tell here.
Let's start with the idea of a coastal holiday. I'm sure most of us have been on a beach holiday, or at least know someone who has.
Yeah.
A particular hotspot is the Costa del Sol, for example, encompassing towns and cities such as Malaga, Fuengirola, Marbella and Torremolinos. Here, summers are hot, sunny and dry, perfect.
Oh, so I did, because I was opposite you, wasn't I, when we were doing these?
I don't think you did this one.
Did I not do?
No, you're not on.
Have you done a GCSE one without me?
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry. Because we used to do them together, didn't we?
Well,
I'm really sorry. Do you remember, we normally get texts from drunk people going, I'm sure I kind of saw you at 4 o'clock in the morning on BBC Two. You just heard us talking about river deltas and stuff.
Engineering we did together.
Yeah, we did do engineering.
That was, yeah.
Because there's nothing we don't know about engineering. Mm. Isn't that right, chaps?
Certainly.
So, yes, that is me, as you can tell, on the tourism podcast.
You do put on a different voice, though.
Yes, I do.
Mm.
Sounds like I kind of was reading it really fast, almost like I didn't want to be there, which is not true, because actually I'm very interested in tourism.
It was almost like you were reading it fast because you didn't really understand what you were reading.
Yes. Mm. Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky, Totso, the one that spoke once, and Posh Radio 4 Lady. I'm a massive fan of the show, but unfortunately, due to school and everything, I can't catch the live show. To get around this, I download the podcast instead.
That's a good idea. Mm. Download it for free. You can. Scott Mills Daily, it's called.
Anyway, just wondering if Scott Mills the Musical will be released on a podcast to download. I hope it is, seeing as I can't make it to Edinburgh for the actual show. Love the show. Tom Kingston.
Well, Tom Kingston, I don't know at the moment. But it will certainly be online. We're going to have so much stuff online. Be able to see and hear everything from the musical online. Thanks for that. And if you want to play me, then make a video. Please, somebody. Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becala, and the one who spoke only once. I was browsing on the World Wide Web and came across this website where it gives you a definition of your name. So I thought I'd try it out with your names.
Oh, here we go.
Scott. A male friend who is extremely intelligent, funny, kind, and always there for you. They usually plan to do something to better the world, like going into the Marines or Army. Liked by a lot of people, and usually very attractive.
Wow.
I'd agree with most of that, really.
What, the attractive bit? And...
Maybe not always there.
No.
Rarely there.
Rarely there.
But apart from that, and I couldn't see you in the Marines. But apart from that,
You say that. I wore an army style costume when I was in a tank the other day, driving one, and actually it quite suited me.
Did it really?
Even if I do say so myself.
Interesting. I'm fairly sure that one of the categories of Beer Marine isn't just that the uniform looks good on you.
Oh, what else do you have to do?
Well, I think you have to be quite tough and hard.
What are you saying?
And intelligent.
Yeah?
Mm.
Chappers. Mm. When someone's surname is Chapman. Chappers also related to a small, short girl, but makes up for it by having a nice bum.
Once again, not entirely accurate, is it?
With which bit? Which bit? Mm. Which
Becky.
Bit? Do you not think I have a nice bum? Do you not think I have a nice bum?
Do you know what? I've never really checked.
Now, come on.
I haven't. Let's have a look. God, I can't believe you're shaving your
I kept my trousers on. I did that with my trousers on.
Yeah, it's all right.
Thank you very much. Right. Oh, that bit's right.
All right, good. Next.
Becky. A delightfully beautiful woman who is quite mesmerising. Super loving, but a little on the crazy side. Loves to party and has a high chance of becoming an alcoholic. Love you lots, Emily, off of Ireland.
Say what you want, she's not here.
Well, again, there are bits of that I would go along
Which
with.
Which bits?
That she's fun-loving. Was that one of them? And has a nice personality. Is that right?
Fun-loving wasn't even in there.
Oh, I thought it was.
Oh, God. Seriously.
Can I ask another question, which I don't really understand? Why are people referring to him as the one that speaks once?
Oh, dear, you weren't here, were you?
No.
Oh, God, it all went wrong.
Why was he done?
Well, because you were off last week.
Yeah.
And Becky was off as well.
Yeah.
We let her go to go and play tennis with Andy Murray.
Right.
I thought it would be a great idea to get the one that doesn't speak on air, only with a voice changer.
Right.
To protect his identity. Only the voice changer failed.
Oh, no!
So people heard him go, hello, and that was it.
Oh.
So he's now the one that spoke once.
Right.
But okay. I've tried to gloss over that until now.
Right, okay, cool, thank you.
So if we can just forget that ever happened, that'd be amazing.
Okay.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one who doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. OMG.
What?
Just listen to Friday's podcast. When is the posh Radio 4 lady releasing a single? That was brilliant. She's brilliant. I've just listened to it about 5 times.
Probably did this one herself again, I think.
Please have her and her ukulele on the show more. Love you, Catherine.
Well, thanks, posh Radio 4 lady, for writing in to yourself there.
Mm.
Anything else you want to know? Let us know. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk is my email address, and you could be on Dear Scott next week. Hope that answers all your questions.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
It's time for the posh Radio 4 lady again. You love her. And some more of your emails you've been sending in.
Hi, Scott. My boyfriend was working at Lourdes for the 2020 World Cup on Sunday.
Okay. Were you there?
Yes.
He was taking some pictures of the Bollywood starlet Deepika Padukone, only to find, upon closer inspection, Chappers' enthusiastic face reflected in her sunglasses.
Now, we do have this picture. Was she nice?
Do you know what? She was lovely.
Bollywood starlet?
Bearing in mind that I don't have a great knowledge of Bollywood films or stars, so I kind of had been briefed quite heavily about her and the bloke I was interviewing as well. Yeah. And the ICC were very worried about this.
Yeah.
But she asked me, she sat down next to me and said, don't ask me any questions, which was a slight problem as she'd been put up for interview. But she was absolutely stunning.
Take a look at these attachments. Picture one, Chappers looks professional. But picture two, what on earth is he doing? Okay. Teresa.
What are you doing in her glasses?
I don't know. I haven't seen the picture yet. The first one, yes, I look as professional as I can look.
Click on the second one where you've...
Oh, my God.
Reflection in her glasses. Hello, my darling.
I am kind of leering over her.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Mind you, she's still smiling. Or is that smile more of a grimace?
Grimace, yeah.
But who sent this Dear Scott in?
Teresa.
I tell you what, her boyfriend is taking some very close-up pictures of the Bollywood superstar.
I know, funny that.
She's beautiful though, isn't she?
Yeah. Beautiful. It's just worrying, like, it's
what
a
am
strange
I doing
pose
there?
You're doing in her glasses.
Isn't it, really?
I like that it that you're in correction at glasses. next.
Dear Scott, Chupa Chups, Becky, the one who does not converse, and the posh Radio 4 lady. Hello there.
Hi.
Over the last week, my dearest mother has been forcing me to find a summer job, as I have recently left school and she does not wish me to spend half my time inside.
Fair play.
I have various application forms for various jobs, and I was wondering, what was your first job? Was it something extravagant or something mundane?
What was your first job?
What was my first job? I delivered Yellow Pages.
Did you?
Yeah.
I never knew that. I knew you worked in the Coronation Street shop once.
Oh, maybe that was before the Yellow Pages.
Oh,
I don't know. It was all around the
same time.
All around the same time. No, yeah. I think the Yellow Pages was first. No, maybe Corrie was first. Oh, oh well.
Darling.
So
Yellow
many jobs.
Pages,
so
Coronation Street.
I know. God, it was a showbiz life.
My first job was DJ. I was DJ when I was 16.
Yeah.
So I have nightmares about this. I don't know what I would
do. So that was your first, even your first holiday job and everything?
Yeah. I don't know what I would do. I do have nightmares about that because I'm not good at anything.
So you haven't done it? You have no other life experience at all?
No. No.
Never worked as a barman or waiter or anything?
No.
Oh, 20 years as a DJ.
Shut up. Next.
Also, would you like a mint? Seriously, I could send you one. Just one. To share. Cheerio, David.
Random. Thanks, David. Sorry I couldn't be of any more help.
Hey, Scott. I love the show, but can I ask a favour, pretty please?
Yeah. Ask away, if you like. Ask that favour.
Florence and the Machine's rendition of Beyoncé is quite possibly the worst song I have ever heard in my life.
Right.
I feel embarrassed for the poor girl, and I'm sure if she listens back to it herself, she will probably think the same.
Well, you know what? The version of Halo by Florence and the Machine, it divided the nation.
It's an acquired taste.
Some people absolutely loved it and thought it was one of the best things ever heard. Some people like this person that emailed really didn't.
I am astounded that Joe Wiley could even suggest that she should sing it at Glastonbury. My advice would be, please don't. Stick to what you can do best. Love you, Nina X.
Florence, if you're listening, just stick to what you do best.
A little bit of advice there.
From Nina. next.
Just a quickie, Scott.
Okay, good.
Heard the other day Becky has a phobia of being sick.
Yeah.
I've a remedy for this. And it's fun.
Oh, okay, we'll tell her when she gets back next week.
Do you remember packets of Refreshers sweets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I carry a pack at all times. When feeling sick, I eat a whole pack as quick as I can.
Does that work?
That must make it worse, sure. Yeah.
The benefits are, even when retching, the fizzy foaminess stops pain and discomfort.
Hey?
Hey?
Well, so it's all fizzing up in your mouth and that stops the pain?
I don't
get that.
The chalkiness of the sweet neutralises the acid, so no burn.
Oh, actually, that would work, yeah.
The sweet flavour overrides the horrible taste.
I'm so going to do this. Just carry Refreshers around me all the time.
The multicoloured foam that comes out doesn't smell or linger.
This is a great tip.
The fizziness makes projectile vomiting an Olympic sport. 15 feet is as good as it gets.
Wow! So you get to go further as well with it. It just gets better. They're the gift that keeps on giving, aren't they?
And finally, due to the gases, blah, 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 it's over with painlessly and in a more fun way.
Yeah, see, it can be fun.
There you go.
That's amazing.
All sorted.
Try it. Love the show, even if you do talk way too much. Lol. Me.
Well, thanks so much for that. anything else you want to say to us? We'll get the Posh Radio 4 lady to read it out next week on Dear Scott. Send me an email, Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.